Siman Shin Tzad Yiches, we left off in the middle of Sif Vav. We said that if you have any of these various things, from a shul to lahavdol, a tifla to a storage place, it has a bestira, that somebody stays in that bestira, so now the whole building works to extend the city, to ma'abah the city. The Mechaber says, as opposed to, if you have two walls that don't have roofing on top of them, even some of someone lives between the two walls, that does not work to extend their city. It's got to be either two mechitzas that have tikra, have roofing on top of them, or three mechitzas even without tikra, without roofing. Similar, Machab says, if a gesher, or a bridge, or a kever, a beselim, a cemetery that does not have a guard's house where a guard stays in, you have a shul, havdo, a tiflo, that does not have a place for the shamish, or havdo, the galach, to live in, to stay in. If you have a storage facility that does not have a beis dira, bar, siach, ma'ira, different types of pits in the ground, all different shapes and sizes, or a shevach, a birdcage, or bayish of a sfina, you have a house that's on the boat, not the bayish of yam, it's on the island, but it's part of the boat. All these things do not work to mitzarev the city. You don't have, even the bayish of a sfina doesn't have enough lekvias because the ship moves around, it goes more than 70 yams away from the city. They do not work to extend the city. The Ramal says if you have two houses like these, connected the city has niv irasiy kashas, which the Mishnah brings from the Magnavram to Magiyat, that if you have houses like this, connected the two ends of the city, that becomes like a keshes. Imagine you have a city that's more or less a square city, and then on one side, let's say for example on the eastern side, by the northeast as well as by the southeast, rows of houses come out. One on the eastern side by the northern end, one on the eastern side by the southern end. A number of houses come out until it reaches the point that's 2,000 amos away from the city, but at the end of the row of the houses, it's 2,000 amos away on both sides. So basically now you just have a keshes, because on the eastern side of the city, it's irasi keshes. It's like a ches. You have the whole thickness of the city, but after you have like a ches. You have like a rainbow. And if it's more than 4,000 amos between the two rows of houses, and the length, the depth is more than 2,000 amos, it's a regular keshes. If somebody's coming out of the city on the side, they start counting the 2,000 amos from the house where they went out of the city, rather than drawing a line across the end and making a bigger ribua line. As opposed to, if it's less than 4,000 amos between the two houses, or it's less than 2,000 deep, so then you can rabbeh, you could draw the ribua line, b'moitach the chut, by the end of the rows of houses and start 2,000 amos after that. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, of course, if you're walking in the city, you get till the last house. We'll discuss somebody going out of the city. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, if two cities are near each other, if they're within 141 or 30 amos of each other, using Moshe Amma, that's 250 feet approximately, so then they're considered like one city, because each city gets a kafir for up to 72,000 amos away from it. Although we said that's Mechaleks and Mechaber, their Mot Siv Hei said that before you start counting 2,000 amos, you always give a kafir 70 and 2/3 amos before you start 2,000 amos. The Mechaber didn't agree to that. Mechaber went not like that. The Chalikas of Rameh and the Chacham, really, the Mishnah of Erev and Zayin, the Chalikas of Shem HaWibaskin. But here the Mechaber agrees, because here even the Chacham of the Mishnah of and Zayin and Erev agree that what's got to be connecting two cities, we give a kafir to each one gets its Shiv Mishraim, its 70 and 2/3 amos, that if they connect, that each of the two cities are within 141 and 30 amos of each other, within 250 feet of each other, they're connected to a certain one. And you can go from one city, walk through 250 feet through the whole of the city, and only start 2,000 amos, we come out on the other side. And vice versa. It's considered like one big city together. You can square it off together. It's all considered now like one. It's one closed up city. Now, the Ramah says, let's say you have a city that the wall of the city and the middle of the city got broken down somewhere in the middle. Let's say there's a fire, Chas v'Shalom in the city, and the middle of the city gets burned down together with the northern and southern walls, make a hole straight down. So it's two halves of the city, two connected, two facing each other. And there's destruction in the middle, it's destroyed. So if it's up to 141 the third amos, if it's up to 250 feet, it's considered like it's closed up. And now we treat it all as one. As opposed to if it's more than that, then we treat it as two. Another thing the Ramah tells us, that if you have one house, even if it's very big, a huge house, does not have the din of the ear, does not have the din of the city, and therefore does not get Shiv Mishraim. So if you have the city, at the end of the city, there's one house that's close to 250 feet away, it does not connect to the city. If you have another city within 250 feet, then it does connect. But just a lone house, as big as it is, does not connect. So what does it take to be a city? The story brings from Kveger, it really comes to Gemara. You have three chatzeres, three courtyards, each one has two houses. A total of six houses, that's considered a city that gets on Shiv Mishraim, it's on 125 feet, to connect another city, it's 125 feet. And the same according to the Mo, that you should start counting the Tchum HaPayim only after you give a kafir to the city. What's considered a city has to have six houses. Although the way it says in the Gemara, the story brings down three courtyards, two houses. We don't have the courtyard system so much like it was in those days. Therefore, they accept the Psaq, as brought down by Sharon Moshe Feinstein, is anytime six houses within, that from A to B and B to C and C to D, within that each connect each other within Shiv Mishraim, within 125 feet, that forms the ear, and now you box it off, and you treat it as the ear, same way as you treat a big city as the ear, Lagabe, Medida Satchoman.